Do me a favor, go back to the when you were talking about the cathedrals. I know there's some history here with the antennas and with copper. Can you explain that a little bit?
So when you look at these old world cathedrals, right? So if we just go with the 1800s, just to make it really easy. But when we look at the old world cathedrals, they were made out of all different types of materials, right? And then primarily there was always usually a copper dome, then there was a brass rod, then there was usually an iron filling with a mercury ball inside, and then there was an antenna that went straight up into the air. And those worked as atmospheric generators or atmospheric captivators, I guess if you want to go whichever word you want to say it. And those antennas would usually have copper wire running down them into whatever garden was next door, right? So you'd see all these like sacred gardens and they'd be all in sacred geometry and all those things. And usually there was an antenna or a spire next to them, which was ga gathering the atmospheric energy and then running a piece of copper straight into that garden. So what we're doing is we're pretty much mimicking the old world and those antennas so that we can gather that energy to bring it forward to our plants to help boost life, right? Because all life relates on the electrical level or the energy level, whichever magnetism, whichever word you want. But it all relates on that, and we're boosting that so that we can assist our plant life and our animals and our terrain.
Would you mind describing, just for maybe me and some of the viewers, what is exactly the ether? My view is it's everything, basically everything outside your physical body that you have that could be included in the ether. Is that accurate, just for definition purposes?
Yes, it would be, everything existing, right? Like your thought process, my thought process to you right now is going through the ether, and that's why people say they can read other people's thoughts, right? Is because it's traveling through that spectrum. And we are just seeing with our visible eyes just a certain spectrum. We're just seeing the color spectrum, the very basic spectrum. But there's the ether, which is always going all different directions and spiraling. And the easiest way to depict it is if you ever sit out in the sun, and you close your eyes while the sun is above you, and you open up your eyes, and there's little spirals, like little tiny little things
Yeah,
floating around.
there is, in
Yeah.
fact.
So that's what you're seeing, and that's the energy that's always going in a spiral vortex motion, whether it's clockwise or counterclockwise or every direction at the same time.